from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom with your noon update. Sonoma County reported 53 new positive COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. Sadly, there are also two new additional deaths from the virus in the last day. Our total case count is now at 1,703, and there are 914 active cases within that number. Admiral Brett Giroir says there are some steps that need to be taken to prepare for the fight against the coronavirus this fall.
In the fall, we're going to need tens of millions of more tests per month, and we are planning for that because we'll have a lot of respiratory viruses like flu circulating.
On ABC's This Week, the doctor and a member of the coronavirus task force also urged folks to get a flu vaccine. He said the approach being taken to fight the virus is one that involves all hands on deck. Last night, a vegetation fire broke out in Fountain Grove off of Round Barn Boulevard. Fire personnel were able to keep the fire to less than an acre, and they put it out relatively quickly. Flames and the glow of the blaze were visible to many parts of Santa Rosa, prompting a flurry of 911 calls. Two men are dead and three others injured after a crash on Stony Point Road at Lazzini Avenue just after midnight last night. A BMW was traveling at a high rate of speed when it crashed into a Cadillac. The men in the Cadillac were killed and the three people in the BMW were hospitalized with serious but not life-threatening injuries. No word on whether alcohol was involved in that incident. You can stay up to date on our website at KSRO.com and also download the new KSRO app. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom.